This is just my view and my opinion. It might be a hot take, but I see issues within the current art culture in Web3. You don't have to agree, but NFTs and PFPs are part of the reason why true art is being misunderstood and watered down. It is conditioning us to undervalue the true artists out there. Among the recent waves of digital art and blockchain hype, none has grown into such a fever pitch as NFTs, with profile picture projects, PFPs, leading the fray. And what if the questionable origins of this trend could be traced back to none other than the pop art icon Andy Warhol himself? Hold your applause, because this one comes as a critique more than a compliment. 15 minutes. Andy Warhol made commercialism high art. In a haunting observation, he said, "In the future, everyone will be world famous for 15 minutes." Considering this new web-based world of social media and its transient online fame, it is quite chilling. While Warhol's work, with its repetitive imagery and mass production at the time, may have seemed revolutionary, surely now it seems much more of a forerunner to the sheer vacuousness state of the NFT market, where, all too often, quantity beats quality. Mass production, art, or just another commodity? It was, after all, Warhol's interest in mass production. The fact that a single art piece could be made to have the appearance of a mass-produced item by screen printing it. PFP NFT projects of today are no different. Establish a root character, generate infinite variations, and saturate the market. The final result? Flooding the market with unique that doesn't really mean anything, à la Warhol's soup cans. Digital pop art or just pixelated nonsense? Of course, Warhol's early computer graphics in the 1980s left him one of the precursors of digital art. Digitizing his classic works into their pixelated versions makes them now seem like the very primitive ancestors of a lot of other NFTs that circulate today. The comparison does give due honor to the probable intent of the work, but in reality, it feels a bit more like dressing up digital drivel with a revered name. PFP NFTs, a revolution in art boredom. It is adding fuel to the fire for PFP NFTs from the likes of CryptoPunks and Bored Ape Yacht Club, which are really having a moment. They are all about digital ownership with the person next to you and give one a sense of community. Well, if by community we mean a digital country club where the membership card is an overpriced JPEG. These are projects about digital status, not the worth of art. Warhol's statement on fame and identity has been shaved down to a profile picture lost in a digital sea. On top of it, most of these PFP projects are generated or are created with AI. This means that the human aspect is taken out of it even more. So what really makes it unique? Warhol's legacy, a cautionary tale? The influence of Warhol in art cannot be denied. But let us honestly note the message that has brought us to NFT culture, the way people started to own and trade digital commodities. The thought of Warhol was portrayed negatively in connection with consumerism. Transactions are all over, leaving hardly anything sincere for the world of art. Hot take: PFPs are not art. If this is the grand future Warhol envisioned, we might as well pack up our canvases and call it a day. PFP projects are less of a homage to Warhol and more a caricature of his work. They take his sharp commentary on art and mass production and reduce it to a mindless digital trading game. The NFT market doesn't celebrate Warhol. It commodifies his ideals, proving that we've taken all the wrong lessons from an artist who, let's face it, might be cringing in his grave. From yours truly, Josh Pears. Thanks for listening. Find more about me at joshpears.com.